You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Micah chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. In this chapter, Micah 6, we see the Lord laying before Israel his case against them. God has been faithful to them, even as they had not been so. In the earlier parts of the chapter, the Lord calls on his people to remember what he has done to them, on how he has shown his faithfulness to them throughout the ages. God has been faithful to the covenant he made with them, and Israel has not. The first words of today's passage is, "With what shall I come before the Lord?" Given its context in the chapter, we see here a desire to please God, to turn back to him, and to remember the covenant. This is the first question we ponder on. Do we recognize our shortcomings before the Lord? And in doing so, do we desire to turn away from our sins and please God? We have committed ourselves to the Lord, but we know that we fall short at times. Do we have the desire to repent and please God? If our answer is yes, what then can we do to please him? The prophet states many things which are considered riches in biblical times. The flocks, an abundance of the fruit of the land, even one's firstborn. These were considered treasures. Will these please the Lord? Will giving up elaborate offerings, expensive and grand they may be, allow us to turn back to him? The last verse tells us the answer. If we are to turn back to God and keep the covenant we made with him, we must humbly submit ourselves to him. We are called to do good to others, to give others their due, to show them mercy, to turn back to him, to change our hearts, and to correct our ways. The Lenten season is a time to remember the fact that we are sinners, that we have fallen short of our promises to God, and that he calls us back to him, to offer ourselves once again to him, and to love him and our neighbor. Giving alms, donating to the church, even giving up some things dear to us during this season is great. But we are called first and foremost to turn back to him. All the aforementioned expressions of Lent must lead us to the humble submission of our lives to him who has been faithful to his promises to us. We remember here David's Psalm 51, that the Lord will not be pleased with burnt offerings and sacrifices, but we must offer to him our broken and humbled spirit. So today, let us reflect and ask ourselves the questions, what must I turn away from, and how can I submit myself more to the Lord?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.